Take a break from your busy schedule and join Bonnie Sala, our guest host, for Guidelines for Living.
Nearly 2 billion people, or approximately 24% of the world's population, worship under the crescent and the star, for they are Muslim. Yet very few Christians understand what Muslims believe or how to communicate their faith in Jesus Christ to them. They simply know that they are different, but loving someone as Jesus calls the Christian to do, and knowing how to best communicate the hope of the gospel, requires that you understand someone's worldview. While Muslims may be just as guilty as Christians of being ignorant of what the other believes, the Christ follower has a responsibility to share the hope of the gospel. To share our faith effectively, we need to understand some of what the hindrances are and what areas of agreement and disagreement exist between the two groups. First, realize that both Christians and Muslims accept the books of Moses, the books of Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, the Psalms, and the Gospels. Muslims also accept the Quran, a series of revelations said to have been given to Muhammad prior to his death in 632 AD. The Quran sounds somewhat similar to the words of Scripture, but of course its basic premise is that man must worship one God, Allah, to the Muslim, and that he must live in harmony with Islamic teaching. Fred Accord, who was a virtually unknown missionary in the Middle East beginning in 1952, formulated 10 commandments for sharing the gospel with your Muslim neighbor that are still great wisdom today. They are, number one, use the word. Muslims respect the sacred books, the laws of Moses, Psalms, Gospels, and the Quran. Let the word of God speak for itself. The Gospels are the best portions to start with, particularly Matthew and Luke. And two, be constant in prayer. It is the Holy Spirit who wins men and women to Christ. Seek his guidance and power as you present the word. Three, be a genuine friend. Saying hello is not enough. If you really care, show it by inviting them to your home, sharing your time and a meal, and helping with their problems. Four, ask thought-provoking questions. Do you expect to go to heaven? Do you have the assurance that God will accept you? What does the Quran teach about forgiveness? May I show you what the Bible teaches? Questions like these show that you have an interest in the important things of life. Listen attentively is number five. When you ask a question, courtesy requires that you listen to the answer no matter how long it takes. You will be surprised at how much you will learn. And six, present your beliefs openly. State what you believe clearly and without apology, showing scripture passages that support those teachings. Thus, you place responsibility for doctrine where it belongs, on the Word of God. Seven, reason but never argue. Argument may win a point, but lose a hearing. There are some points on which you can argue forever without achieving a thing except closing a mind. And eight, never denigrate Muhammad or the Quran. This is as offensive to them as speaking disrespectfully about Christ or the Bible is to us. Nine, respect their customs and sensitivities. Do not offend by putting your Bible, which is a holy book, on the floor, or appearing too free with the opposite sex, or refusing hospitality, or making jokes about sacred topics such as fasting, prayer, or God. Men witness to men, and women to women. And 10, persevere. Muslims have a lot of rethinking to do when they are confronted with the gospel. Those who work in ministry to Muslims believe that the gospel must be presented 7 times to allow for such a mindset shift. But rest assured that the Word of God will do its work in His good time.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. If you would like to hear more encouraging devotionals and stories of changed lives around the world, visit guidelines.org. That's also where you can join the Guidelines team in delivering the life-changing message of Jesus. Go to guidelines.org to see how you can impact the world with the hope of the gospel. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for Guidelines for Living.